Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we have begun our study in the Book of Numbers. It really, 1 month later, after the Book of Leviticus, and I'm talking about the timeline for the children of Israel, because the instruction in Leviticus, as we see, was 1 year, the first month, in the second year, after they'd come out of Egypt, and we get here in Numbers, it's the second month, the first day of the second month, after the children of Israel come out of Egypt, that Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, the Creator, tells Moses to take Aaron, or the Levites, the priests, and to number the children of Israel, all those who are able to go to war. And that's what we're in the middle of, the numbering of the children of Israel. And we left off at Numbers 1:36 of the children of Benjamin. And we found that there were 35,400 of the tribe of Benjamin that were able to go to war. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, that those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Dan, 62,700. So we have 62,700 men, 20 years upward, and able to go to war. And like I said, so that gives you an idea of the tribes, maybe 3 to 5 times, if you're counting men, women, and all men, women, and children in those tribes. It gives you a good idea that we're talking a good, huge number of people here, 1 year and 2 months after they came out of the land of Egypt. So it's quite a horde of people that came out of Egypt. Of the children of Jasher, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Jasher, 40,500. The children of Naphtali, and I've got to scroll down here because I'm using my e-sword, of course. Okay, Naphtali, 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward. And of course, we all know that they were 480 years, something like that. I forget the exact number of years that they were in Egypt, that the children of Israel entered into Egypt. And of course, Joseph was already there when they entered into Egypt. So we have the number of them for how much these people grew in all these years. So he says, even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. So we have 600,000, 3,550 men, 20 years and upward, who were able to go to war. So this is the army. This is the militia, if we wanted to put it in a contemporary term. This is the militia of Israel. But the Levites, after their tribe of their fathers, was not numbered among them, for Yahuwah had spoken unto Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number of the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle, the testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof. They shall minister unto it, and they shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard. And of course, the standard was the standard of their tribe throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be the charge of the tabernacle, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle, the testimony, and the children of Israel did, according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moses, so did they. Numbers chapter 2. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people for each tribe. Because if they had 60 to 70, you know, or 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 plus men 20 years and upward able to go to war of each tribe, then we're talking about a great number of people. So each tribe would have up to, you know, possibly 4-5 times the number of people that they had men able to go to war 20 years and upward. We can only guesstimate because we're not given a number of every man, woman, and child. On the east side toward the rising of the sun, they shall the standard of the camp of Judah pitch. So Judah on the east throughout her armies, and Nashon the son of Amminadab shall be captain of the children of Judah. So he was the head honcho. He was the patriarch of Judah. This was the man who received the inheritance down through the family of Judah. He became the head of that tribe as it was handed off from generation to generation. And that's what the inheritance and the birthright was in Judah. Could we practice this as followers of Yahushua or so-called Christians today? Well, I only wish. But, you know, that's what they, you know, what they teach in the corporate church, that the law is dead. So we don't have to do that. Now we can practice what the heathen practice. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, well, that's what we want to do. We want to practice what the heathen practice, because we're free from the law. Jesus nailed it to the cross. We don't have to do that heavy burden anymore. Well, I'll tell you what, I love the law of God. I'll tell you, the heavy burden is the law of man. That's the heavy burden. And they pay men up there millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars these men pull down in salaries a year. And they've got hundreds of them up there. And all they do all year long is think up new laws to pass to lay a heavy burden on the people of the land. And the burden gets heavier and heavier because they just keep passing more and more laws. And, you know, you probably don't know anyone that isn't a criminal. That's right. They pass so many laws that everybody has to break one without even knowing what it is. Ignorance is a law. It's no excuse. How can you know it all? It's a heavy burden. I'll tell you what, I've got a book here, and it's in my e-sword, but I also have a book. I've got a King James Version Bible, and I've read the whole thing. I can hold it in my hand, and I can know it, and I can tell you what, it's not a heavy burden. That's a lie that the corporate preachers tell you because they're in bed with the state. They've got something to protect. They've got their buildings, which belong to the state. They've got their congregations, they've got their money, their tax-deductible donations coming in every week. They've got their pensions, they've got their salaries, they've got their medical plans. That's what they're protecting, and that's why they lie to you, or why they've been taught to lie to you, because some of them don't even know they're lying. They're so ignorant. They don't crack the book, they don't really rightly discern the Word of God. They have an appearance of godliness, but they do deny the power thereof because their power is in the state. Yes, we should have a reverence for His word and His law rather than the laws of men. And these liars, preachers, hypocrites. Okay, Numbers 2:4. And the hosts, those that were numbered, were 3,014,600. Okay, that's Judah. I guess there were going to a lot of repetition in the Old Testament as we go through these books, because we're in chapter 2 now. And those that do pitch to next to him shall be Issachar. So he's laying out what tribe goes where. Judah is to the east of the tabernacle, and I guess they're going to go around. Those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, shall be the captain of the tribe of Issachar. Now, these are all the same captains, the same patriarchs of those tribes that we covered in the other chapter. The first one, they were numbering. They named the captains, or the heads of the clans, and they numbered them. And now he's telling them where to set up camp about, so that the tabernacle was in the center, and Judah goes to the east and sets up far out from the tabernacle, and then the children of Israel are circled about the tabernacle, and that's pretty much what we have here. So we have the tribe of Judah, and then the tribe of Zebulun, or Issachar, Zebulun, the tribe of Zebulun, Elab, the son of Helon, the captain of the children of Zebulun, and his host, that those that were numbered were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000, and 4,600, and 400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. And on the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shudar, and his hosts, and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500, and those that pitched by him. So we're going from the east, and next to him, and then he's going by the south, saying that it will be Zebulun, or Judah. Anyway, could probably draw out a map how it was to work, but I don't think it's that important. You get the idea what's going on here. So then we have Reuben, Simeon, and all the numbers are repeated. So I'm going to kind of go through this if you want to read all the numbers again. And who was set up where. We have Gad, of course, and it goes through all. Ephraim, and it tells you how they were set up around the Levites, around Aaron and his sons, who were in the center. And it gets all the way to Benjamin. And those that, Dan, Naphtali, and it finally ends up, it says, all that they were numbered of the camp of Dan. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, all that were numbered of the camps throughout their host, 600,350. And we know from the previous chapter that number was those that were 20 years upward males and able to go to war. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as Yahuwah commanded Moses, and the children of Israel did according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moses. And so they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward every one after their families according to the house of their fathers. So this is the instruction that they received, how to set up the camp, how to set up this moving nation. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that Yahuwah spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. These are the sons of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before Yahuwah when they offered strange fire. And we talked about that a few weeks ago when we were in the middle of the book of Leviticus. They offered strange fire. So we got to be careful. We don't want to be offering strange fire. And what is strange fire? Well, it's making an offering or following instruction that does not come from our Heavenly Father. And I'm telling you, in the corporate churches, there's a lot of strange fire going on. I see it all the time. Strange fire. Christmas, strange fire. Ishtar, strange fire. Just a lot of stuff going on that is not authorized by the word of our Heavenly Father. Fortunately, people are not being struck dead. I mean, if people were being struck dead today for offering strange fire in the congregation, there'd be a lot of people dying. Many people, they'd be falling like flies. I'll tell you what, they'd stop offering strange fire in a hurry if the same standard was held to them. Of course, I don't believe for a minute that this congregation, that the congregation of the corporate church is anything authorized by our Heavenly Father. That His Spirit can work there is only because His Word may be there. And that's the only reason. I mean, His Word can work in a prison. His Word can work in a brothel. His Word can work anywhere because it is His Word. Okay, Nadab and Abihu died before Yahuwah when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron and their father. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are holy, given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait upon the priest, their priest's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. So you get the idea that no one that is unauthorized is supposed to minister in the tabernacle. And even if you're authorized to minister in the tabernacle, you better not be offering strange fire. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel, therefore the Levites shall be mine. So he's saying, instead of the firstborn that openeth the matrix. And of course, the matrix is the womb. The first one that opens the matrix is, of course, the firstborn. And he says, I've taken the Levites, instead they shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be, I am Yahuwah. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old and upward, you shall number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of Yahuwah, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kohath, Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei, the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. So Gershon was the family of the Libnites, or the family of the Shimeites. These are the families of the Gershonites, and those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. And the families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief house of the father, the Gershonites, Eliasaph, the son of Lael, and the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle, the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging of the door, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain, and the door, for the court which by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and the cords of it for all the service thereof. So now the Levites and their families are getting their marching orders of which part of the tabernacle that they're supposed to take charge of when it comes time to move it, to erect it, to maintain it, and those things. So that's the instruction that Moses is getting now for the children of Israel. And they were in the second month of the second year after the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Ezaharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward, 8,600, keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of their families and the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, the table, the candlestick, the altars, the vessels, the sanctuary wherewith they minister, and the hanging and all the service thereof. So we see here that this nation is set up with the tabernacle in the center, and around the tabernacle are set up the priests who minister in the tabernacle with their families, and then further out were all of the tribes of Israel in their place. And it goes on, Numbers 3:32, and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, these are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the fathers of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, and under the custody of the charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all the service thereunto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of Yahuwah throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And we'll pick up here when we get back.